producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, Obama Nam. Good morning, North Dakota. Parts of Western Minnesota. Even some of Canada. We're broadcasting out there. So, good morning, good morning. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis. 855-200-1776. Tons of things going on. Extension 2. So 855-200-1776, extension 2, gets you live on air. Tons of stories in the news today, not the least of which is Obama, the little emperor that could. He's planning on having his little speech today. If you're looking for it on, you know, the regular network news and that sort of thing, you're not going to find it. Where you will find it, though, is on Univision. I said it correctly. That's me, utilizing my Spanish lingo there. Now, if you don't happen to watch Univision, you probably won't hear his speech. And at first, I posted this on my social media. I'm like, I find it very interesting that the major networks will not be broadcasting Barry's amnesty speech live. But guess who will? If you guess Univision, I can't pronounce it in Spanish, but I said that the mainstream media is snubbing their golden boy. Ay, caramba. A friend of mine, though, pointed out that they might be protecting him from the backlash of Americans going, you know, wait a minute, what's going on here? But there's a back and forth on this. There's a lot of conversation on my social media about why he would do something like this. I mean, there's a lot of symbolism here. So it's going to be on Univision, which is a Hispanic network, Mexican network. And it also coincides with the Latin Grammys. So, you know, you're sitting there, you're scratching your head, and these folks, they don't do anything without, like, some type of angle that they're working. Our job has become, you know, figuring out what that angle is. So I'm still trying to figure out that angle. I'd like a little help on that. 855-200-1776. So immigration is one of the big stories, obviously, because of Obama's speech that he's going to be giving later on today. I wonder if he's going to mix in a little Spanish with that. I mean, you're going to be on Univision. You are coinciding with the Latin Grammys. I wonder if he's going to drop a little Cuban knowledge on the folks out there. And in the context of this conversation, me having a conversation with a bunch of my friends, we were talking about, you know, the recourses that, and it's always it starts out a discussion, ends up pretty much a really, really heated debate with me and my friends. And we were talking about remedies, what the GOP can do, you know, to stop him. I believe that he's a little emperor in chief. I think that he, in the South, we have a saying, too big for his britches. That's what I think. I think that this guy sees the Constitution as an obstacle to go around at every chance. And that's what he does, basically. But so we were talking about, you know, what the GOP could possibly do. I mean, you think about Obama. Yeah, he does this. How do you defund something like that? So we're going to ignore some laws. How do you defund them not deporting people or not enforcing the law? How do you defund that? I mean, what would the recourse be? What do you do? Some of us think that it's an impeachable offense, but, you know, how would that look? How would that work? Would it even matter? The whole lawsuit suing the president, I think that's smoke and mirrors. I think that's bread and circuses. I don't believe that that has any teeth at all. That's just there to placate the masses. We're suing Barry because of blah, 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 and X, Y, and Z. Really? What are you going to accomplish with that? But there are some very real remedies that the folks can take. I believe. I'm thinking Dalrymple, right here in the good old North Dakota. If Dalrymple, if governors across the state, I mean across the nation, wanted to do something that would take the teeth out of whatever Barry is proposing, all they have to do is simple things like, you know, if Barry legalizes or gives amnesty or whatever to illegal immigrants from down there and on the border, all Dalrymple would have to do is, you know, not issue driver's license, because that would be a big part of it. I mean, there are things that we can do, as a matter of fact. If Obama acts outside of his constitutional powers, and this guy doesn't recognize the Constitution at all. I think he thinks that it's a document made up by a bunch of bigoted white slave owners, and he sees it as something that we should disregard, because those folks, they obviously had problems, and you know, this is the new America. He's remaking it in his own image. Bob out in Grafton, what's on your mind this morning?
Morning, Leon. Yeah, I wanted to stay on topic with you. So, you know, there's a lot of things that bills they can do that they can pass, or, you know, in the House and send it over to the Senate, little funding bills, fund this, fund the military, fund this and that, and you know, the focus would be on him, whether or not he's going to veto it or not. However, that's if Harry Reid allows those to come to the floor of the Senate for a vote. Don't forget, we don't have any control yet until the 1st of January, and so if the president can just keep going along with, well, they're not doing anything, so I'm going to go ahead and act. Well, I would suggest, based on the map of the United States that I saw, the new election map, the majority of the country is red now, so especially come the first of the year. So I would back up the small funding bills that they should send over with the threat of Mark Levin's Article 5 procedure.
Nice.
Where not only the president can be immediately, and it shouldn't be no problem at all, the president could be immediately impeached, the vice president, it also applies to Supreme Court justice seat that the president has stacked in the Supreme Court, and then the Speaker of the House, it falls on the Speaker of the House, you know, to appoint the House representatives to appoint a president for the last 2 years. I don't think there'd be any problem, because I really do think, unless I'm mistaken, that the Republicans do now have a two-thirds majority across the country. So I would back up our funding bills that they should send up with the threat of, look, if you mess with this right now, we're going to go ahead and go along with Article 5 procedures that Mark Levin suggests. Because, you know, Leon, we are really at drastic attacks on our Constitution and our rule of law in this country. Everything that Obama's been doing, all these federal judges that are overruling and overriding their states, the will of the people of the states as far as you know, same-sex marriage is going on. You know, you have two points in case. There's a Christian pastor and his wife out in Idaho, I think it was, that was threatened with jail time if they didn't perform a same-sex marriage. You have some lady down there in Texas, which she backtracked on her words now, but she proposed subpoenaing pastors' sermons. I mean, you know, what happened to What happened to Congress shall make no laws establishing a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof? So
This is what happens, Bob, when the government grants your rights. This is what happens. This is when folks like me talk about a slippery slope, and then we're kind of poo-pooed and sit in the corner, so to speak. This is what we're talking about. How did we get to such a point, man, all of this stuff is going on and we feel powerless to do anything? I love all of your suggestions, though. With one point of concern, if we impeach this president and everything goes according to plan, do we get Biden? I mean, that'd be horrible, man. Thanks, Bob. Always great to hear from you. John out in Grand Forks, we're going to come back with you before we go to the Ellen Ratner and Blaine Keita column. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Buy one, get one. Who doesn't love a deal like that? Especially when it's at Minnesota's premier resort, Chase on the Lake, on the shores of Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. That's right. Buy one night, stay another free in any room or condo, Sunday through Thursday, now through November, at Chase on the Lake. And Chase offers a great experience. Plenty to do for the whole family. Maybe lakeside dining with the finest cuisine on the North Shore. How about some bowling or indoor swimming pool, hiking and mountain biking trails, and so much more. They have it all. And the rooms are a relaxation paradise. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Do me a favor. Go to the website. Just take a tour around. You'll see this beautiful resort. You want to book immediately. Don't miss out on this great opportunity and fantastic savings. Book today while there's still rooms available. Call 888-CHASE-06, toll-free 888-CHASE-06, or check out their website, ChaseOnTheLake.com. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Buy one night, stay another night, free any room or condo at Chase on the Lake. Relax.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis, and we're going to go right out to John in Grand Forks. You said you had a question for me to ask Ellen.
Yeah, a quick question. 64 years of my life seemed like the immigration laws are working, but last night, the president said to us, everyone knows our immigration laws are broken. I just want to know who broke them. Okay.
Who broke the immigration? I'm writing that down. Thanks, John. Who broke our immigration laws? Excellent, excellent question. I believe we have the brilliant Ellen Ratner on the line. Do we have Ellen?
Yes, and my response to him, which is clearly, you know, these illegal immigrants broke it by coming across the United States, is people who
No, I don't think that's what he's...
I do. People who want cheap labor broke them. People who want migrant workers picking their tomatoes. My nephew works to try and get money increased, like he did from Chipotle. Now he's working on Wendy's to try and get more money for the tomato pickers down in Immokalee, Florida. So that's who broke the immigration laws. And the reason is because people want cheap things.
Well, not completely there, Ellen. I think you make an interesting point, and to that particular point, we're going to have all these millions of people coming in under this legal amnesty who have worked for, quote, cheap labor. So they're going to want a minimum wage and benefits. So not only is it going to be more expensive as
they come
in with this amnesty, but all I'm telling you is people have no idea what that's going to do to the economy, and we already have, according to Talk Radio News Service, 2.3 million people who are unemployed. So we got a problem. All right, now the other thing is, let me answer the question real quickly. That problem has come from the border and Mexico, who does not want to work along with the United States to create its own middle class. So if we want to treat Mexico like a third world country, then we got to really start reevaluating their status, trade nation status. Because we got a problem. They need to be able to deal with their own people.
We ought to open the borders of Mexico and Canada and make it one free trade zone. That ain't going to happen. But I don't.
I do want to touch on something that I think is important to mention. Blanquita, you mentioned this, minimum wages. We saw in this election, we saw this huge tidal wave of Republicanism. I'll put it that way. But we also saw folks embracing a higher minimum wage, a minimum wage hike. But if you think about that, you think about the minimum wage going up. What's the deal with a policy that would bring 5 million of folks into a job market that would depress average wages?
Well,
think about that.
They are already in the job market. These are people who are already here, have been here for years. They're already in the job market. It's not like bringing in a whole new wave of people. What planet are you on?
They're not working. This is going to be a whole brand new thing on the economy, and I think people aren't going to recognize it until it happens. And frankly, it's going to be a tidal wave of reaction that's going to hurt the Democrats for generations. I'm telling you, if you think a Democrat is going to get elected.
And I think it's going to help the Democrats, and I think it's going to help the economy.
I disagree, Ellen, and you're brilliant as always, but I disagree because what I see is there are a lot of folks being paid under the table. There are a lot of folks that are, their wages, they're being paid crap wages. When Obama does this, though, he's going to bring those folks. He's going to bring those folks into an audience, especially in the minority communities.
My nephew on the air with you and to talk about the Immokalee workers and the quote-unquote illegals and all of that. And all those tomatoes.
Ellen, that's the Bracero program that can get fixed and it should get fixed. I don't disagree with that. But what he's saying, what Leon is saying, is all those people that are paid under the table that are going to get fired because people can't afford to keep them. And so it's a whole different thing than even the braceros and the guys that are coming over here for the seasonal work. It's a different issue.
And something else I want to ask about. So tonight, President Obama is going to give his amnesty speech, but the major networks aren't covering it. Univision, is going to be covering it. It coincides with the Latin Grammys. Oh, did you say Fox is going to cover it?
Yes. Fox, okay. MSNBC, all of the cables. But you know what? These major networks, they get money. They make money because they use the public airwaves. And you know what? They have a responsibility to carry whatever president wants to make an address,
absolutely,
whether it's President Bush or President Clinton.
I agree with you on that.
It's insane.
It is insane. It's ridiculous. The American people need to hear what's president has to say. I completely endorse that. I support that 100%.
Oh, you know what? All my right-wing talk show hosts have, too. Everybody agrees.
Well, because we support free speech, we do not think, as Mr. Gruber said, the American people are stupid. Why are they trying to make the American people ignorant? There's a difference between ignorance and stupidity. It's not having the information to provide them an ability to comprehend what's going on. And why do they feel they need to do it? I don't know.
I think they're Grubering us. But that's just my opinion.
It's a malicious thing that they're doing to not allow the American people to hear the President of the United States.
We do agree on that. I do want to move on because I want to get to Ferguson. I want to talk about Ferguson a little bit. So yesterday I'm listening to the governor of Ferguson, and I don't know if you had the opportunity to do that. The guy, when asked, you know, who's in charge down there, never gave an actual response. And he ummed and ahed through most of the interview. And it left me scratching my head. The guy was speechless when he was asked, where does the buck stop? And I put on my social media, you know, it's hard to find a politician who takes personal responsibility. You'd have better luck bottling unicorn farts and selling them as carbon credits to offset bovine flatulence. And I believe that. These folks, no one takes responsibility or accountability. And if you heard him, Jay
Why
Nixon.
Do you think the decision is going to be rendered on that? Do you have a clue? Do you or Ellen, do you have a clue when
I'm thinking Friday.
Down?
And we got about a minute left. I think Friday we're going to have a decision.
Friday, so it'll happen on the weekend, and they don't want the mainstream press to cover that either.
Well, maybe mainstream press, but the weekend is when people have time off, and the fact is that then they're going to protest more.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, and there are going to be folks going down there shopping for big-screen TVs and that sort of thing. You know it's going to happen. I mean, no matter which way it goes, and it's pretty sad, as a matter of fact. But Ellen Radner, Blanquita Cullum, thanks for sharing your brilliance with the Common Sense Club. We'll be back right after this break.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Do you want to drive the safest car you possibly can on the road? I'm in the Bakken a lot. I tell you what, it is a challenge. You need to be an attentive, defensive driver. When I drive one of those Mercedes-Benz from Valley Imports, a GL or an ML, I feel as safe as I've ever felt driving in the Bakken. I want you to drive one too and find out why. And you know what? Free delivery. They'll bring it to you. You can't beat a deal like that. You'll get the best price 24/7. You'll get 2 years of free maintenance on me. You just got to mention Scott. There's 24/7 roadside service. And if you go to valleyimports.com, don't find what you're looking for. They'll get it for you, give you the best price. You can't beat a deal like this. Valleyimports.com, your Mercedes-Benz dealer. If you're within the sound of my voice, do not buy your Mercedes-Benz anywhere else. The service after the sale, the attention to detail that comes from the pros at Valley Imports cannot be beat. Plus, we're giving you 2 years of free maintenance when you mention this radio program. ValleyImports.com. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177. 201-945-1177. EvolveYourself.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We are back. A pretty good discussion with Ellen and Blanquita. I don't agree with Ellen, though. I think that whenever you infuse this much, this many, I mean 5 million folks, low skill, low wage folks into our already struggling economy, especially when you're talking about low skill labor. I mean, my goodness, you're going to depress an already depressed system. I don't think it's going to be good in any, by any stretch of the imagination. And if you look at any equation, economic model or what have you, you'll see that that's common core math, to think that that's going to be a good thing. It is absolutely ridiculous. And speaking of common core, I was pleasantly, surprised to see Jim Casper. The story, and I'm going to post it to my social media in just a second. Common Core heats up in ND with a proposal, and basically Jim Casper is saying that what we want to do is our goal in this whole thing is to make our standards and our education system better than what Common Core is, and I see absolutely nothing wrong with that. I've been saying that from day one. North Dakota, the folks here are smart enough to craft their own standards. Why do we need Common Core? And basically, you're groomering us when you tell us we have to accept Common Core standards. They're just like North Dakota standards. We wouldn't change a thing. Well, write your own. You're groomering us, in my humble opinion. And he goes further. He says that it is basically the dumbing down of the education system controlled by liberals all over the country. Wow. Right on, hat tip, kudos to Representative Casper, Jim Casper. That is pretty awesome. I love it. I'm going to post that to my social media. I think we have a very relaxed Scott Hannon broadcasting live from Chase on the Lake. I'm a little jealous, man.
One of Minnesota's premier resorts, and you're right. That's the word that I always associate with Chase, relax, right? And in a hustle, bustle, go, go, go kind of world, that's tough to do. So if you need to relax, if you need to just dial it back a notch, then Chase on the Lake is your place in beautiful Walker, Minnesota, on the shores of Leech Lake. Jesse is here to tell us about some of the packages. They have a ton of packages. If you go to chaseontheleg.com, you're going to find those. Jesse, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing today?
Good. Jesse's the guest services manager here, and there's a package really for about about anything you can imagine. Tell me about some of your fun ones you got cooked up, Jesse.
Yeah, well, we got coming up the Thanksgiving package that kind of, you know, you get the 3 nights here in a hotel room or in a 2-bedroom condo. You get the buffet that we have offered. And then also in town you have the Festival of Lights going on the 28th and 29th. There'll be a parade with lighting of the city at 6 p.m. On Friday night. And then we also have a Reindeer Ramble 5K run that starts at 10 p.m. on Saturday right here at the 502. So there's a lot of fun events going on that weekend.
Kids events, too, right? You got the horse and wagon rides. You got the kids party Saturday afternoon. So that's a real family-friendly event.
Yeah, definitely family-friendly, and it's a lot of fun. Let's hope the weather stays nice for that. But then also the first weekend in December, we have our Griswold Christmas vacation package. Kind of a fun deal we've done the last 2 years. Two nights lodging at the Chase here. We're going to do some cookie decorating. National Lampoon's movie night, like always. We're going to have an ugly sweater contest this year.
Come on. I got a few contenders for that.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. We'll get you a permit to go cut down a tree down in the National Forest here.
That's the best part of that. So imagine making a memory like that, where you're at the Chase, you're here as family, you're doing some fun events like the Ugly Sweater Contest, but to actually have the permit and all the tools you need to go down and actually cut down your own Christmas tree, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, a lot of families love that part, you know, and it's pretty cool to see Sunday when they're leaving all the trees on top of the vehicles and stuff. So it's kind of a neat deal.
Love that idea.
Yeah, and then, of course, we have a breakaway savings package for the whole Christmas deal, kind of focused around when the kids are out of school. So December 16th through the 26th, you can stay 3 nights in a classic 2-bedroom condo starting at $349, or 2 nights in a classic hotel room at $169. So that's kind of a neat deal focused around that. We'll have complimentary breakfast every morning, and usually we have hot apple cider and cookies available throughout the day. And then, of course, the New Year's celebration package we have, that's 2 nights in between the 26th and the 2nd, so you don't even have to stay on New Year's Eve if you don't want to, but we recommend it because we have a great band here this year. You get the lodging. We're going to have activities going on all week, kind of focused on the Christmas, New Year's, holiday type thing. And then you get a celebration kit, which has champagne, 2 souvenir glasses, and party favors.
All you need is your suitcase and yourself.
Yeah, just bring yourself and you'll have a great time.
For any of these packages, they really make it easy for everybody.
Yeah, definitely.
There we go. Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's.
Yeah, lots of fun stuff. Plus, you know, we'll have our ice skating rink as long as we start making ice here on the bay. So as soon as that's safe enough, we'll have the ice skating rink out there. Snowmobiles, you know, we'll have the snowmobiles once we get a little bit more snow and all that fun stuff. So just get over here. We got a lot of things for you to do.
Fantastic. All right, Jesse, they should just call you up and you'll line them up with any of those packages?
Yeah, just give us a call, you know, the 218-547-7777 number, and we'll get you taken care of. Or you can go right online. All the packages are available online, too.
A few others on there as well, so check those out. Thanks,
yeah.
Jesse. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We are at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. We're going to talk to Brian Burgraff here in a little bit about the holiday parties. If you're planning a Christmas party yet this year, that's great. Maybe early next year. It doesn't have to be in December, you know. They host them all the time, so great spot to do that. Teresa's here. We're going to talk about some things happening in the spa and all things Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota today. Beautiful drive out. You know, it's winter everywhere. So if you're going to be doing the winter thing, Leon, you might as well do it somewhere like Chase on the Lake, you know.
Where you
absolutely
really can relax.
And you now can talk about it because you and your wife have been here.
Bring me a burger back.
Chase on the Lake thing. You know all about it, right?
Oh, yes, man. Beautiful town.
Leon?
Just to walk around downtown. Am I on? Can you hear me? Okay, good.
We can hear you. I don't know if Scott can hear us. So,
okay.
Shane, if you could fix that.
I see what's going on. But, yeah, brilliant, brilliant, beautiful place, especially this time of year when I was down there a couple of weeks ago. Wow, walking around down there, the 502 restaurant, awesome. The burgers there, just wow. I'm thinking about it now. My mouth is watering. I'm jealous of Scott because he's down there kicking back, relaxing. I can see him with a mic sitting on a deck somewhere overlooking the lake and, you know, ordering one of those burgers from the 502 and just, you know, just kind of chilling out. It's pretty cool. It's pretty relaxing and pretty awesome. So, I mean, I'm always glad to have someone from Chase on the Lake on air. And when we were down there, we had a request. because it was our anniversary. It was my wife's birthday. So we wanted to do the whole romantic thing. So, we asked, whatever we asked for, they were happily complied. We wanted the fireplace lit. It was lit. We, wanted to, bowl in the bowling alley that was closed, and they opened it right up. I mean, whatever we needed, they, not only did they, comply, they were happy to do so. So it's brilliant. If you haven't had a chance to go out there and experience the Chase on the Lake experience, you really should do that. It's pretty cool, pretty awesome. And not just the hotel, but the entire little town of Walker. I mean, it's pretty cool, pretty amazing. As we were walking down the street, and this is just a funny aside, we saw a sign that said, I think it was a $500 fine for spitting on the sidewalk. And she's like, oh my God, that's brutal. And I'm like, that's not real, but just little quirky things like that. It's pretty awesome, pretty cool. Bringing it back, a conversation back here to, North Dakota. If you're going to drive out to Walker, Minnesota, it's a pretty lengthy drive, but if you fill up now, you're filling up with less money. I posted this, as a matter of fact, a couple of days ago, when gas prices had gone down, and I have a picture on my social media, it was like $2.78 or something like that. So if you are going to drive out to Chase on the Lake, I do it now. Gas prices are below $3, and it's sad that I am happy, and I am drove up and hit the button and I saw the price, I was happy, and then I kind of hated myself. I'm like, why am I happy? Why gas is still like a buck and a half more than it should be right now. So why am I happy? But you will fill up for less if you do it now. There you go. We have a couple of voicemails, as a matter of fact. Let's roll the impeachment, the Article 5.
Hi, Leon. Say, listen, that Article 5 also applies to the vice president. So in one swift move, the conservatives, the people that are really looking out for this country and our Constitution, could eliminate the president, the vice president, and Supreme Court justices if deemed necessary. So it also applies to the vice president. We won't get stuck with Biden. That's the point. The Speaker of the House, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, following Mark Levin's advice on Article 5, I think I remember him saying something about that the Speaker of the House is then the vice president. I can't remember exactly how that works, but I do know for a fact that it does include getting the president out and getting the vice president Biden out. So we would not be stuck with him. Thanks, Leon. Love your show.
And I think he's spot on with that. And as a matter of fact, I think that the vice president is the tie-breaking vote over there also. But and I agree with Mark Levin's proposal 100%. I think we should, as a matter of fact, what I think should happen is right now, Mitch McConnell and John Boehner should get out in front of this thing and say, hey, if you announce that you're going to move forward against the will of the people, we will reject every single nomination or appointment that you put up in front of us for 2 years. And obviously, except for like critical national security positions and things like that, but everything else we're rejecting, every single nomination. Put your foot down, man. Show some spine is what I want to see. And I'm going to wait. I'm going to have my TV on wherever I am, I'm at, and I'm going to wait for John Boehner and Mitch McConnell to do that. So you guys wait with me. I would advise against holding your breath. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club right after this break.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
A Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. You going to watch the president tonight on Univision, Leon? Soak it all in?
I'm going to try.
Get your pom-poms out and go, way to go, trampling that Constitution, Mr. President.
I'm going to have myself a cerveza, and then I'm going to hope that John Boehner and Mitch McConnell are going to stand up to this little emperor. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, you know, I noticed a interesting quote from Jeff Sessions, governor or senator from Alabama, who quoted Obama, you know, when some of his supporters wanted him to do this, saying, "I'm not an emperor. I can't do this." I'm the president. That was President Obama said that in response to them. But evidently, he's thinking, oh, I got 2 years left. I guess I could be an emperor now. So this will be.
I would caution against that. And we have a voicemail about immigration. You want to run that, Chris?
Go ahead and roll that. Yeah.
Leon, everybody's missing the point. The whole reason to come over here and work for cheap wages is because it's worth 7 times the value in Mexico. When they're making $7, they're making $49 an hour. That's why they're suitcasing it to Mexico every Friday, and that's a fact. And over the years, it was up to 20 times our value. So they don't mind plummeting our wages because they're still making a fortune in Mexico. Thanks, Leon.
All right.
I agree. There you go. He makes a great point. But what I want to do, and I'm looking at, I'm watching Fox News right now. I can't hear it, but a bunch of governors have come out and basically said what they're going to do if he moves ahead with this immigration plan today. And I saw something about the senators also. So as soon as I'm able, I'm going to check that out and see what's going on. Maybe our side is going to stand up and fight, Scott.
Well, that's what I think folks want. We're going to talk about that as we go throughout the program today. Hey, Brian Burgraff is here from Chase on the Lake. Brian's the big man, the boss here. And how you doing, Brian?
So I like to think.
Good to see you. Don't we all, right?
Good to see you, Scott.
Yes. I'm relaxing here at Chase on the Lake in the
final
too. Yes,
you
I'm
are.
Enjoying it very much.
I think I better go get you some slippers, too.
Yes, we could have an ugly slipper contest.
We kinda could. Like we're going to be having an ugly sweater contest, next week or in a couple weeks here. So
the Griswold Family Christmas.
You got to love it.
That's a lot of fun. Now, let's talk about Christmas parties. A lot of folks in our audience probably thinking, okay, time to start planning a little gathering with, maybe a family reunion or maybe a workplace gathering. What can you do for folks?
Hey, you bet. It's never too early or never too late. We just had a local business here just with 80 people just 2 days ago booked their party for December 9th. So, and that's only about 3 weeks away. So it doesn't, you don't have to plan too far ahead or too far in advance. One thing I like to point out to people, too, is because of, with the holidays and everything, a lot of times people in December are very busy. It's not uncommon for groups or organizations or businesses to plan their events or their Christmas holiday parties, whatever you want to call it, in January. So, We got space available throughout December and in January, either midweek, weekends. I know we've had some great people from the Grand Forks area that have come down here by bus.
Great way to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Fargo, Moorhead, Grand Forks doesn't make any difference. And depending, especially if it's midweek, we can certainly probably offer you a little bit better rate on certain times of the week or even certain times of the year. So
how about group size? What? How big? How small?
Probably the greatest thing we can
Oh man, here and if you've never been on to Chase on the Lake, it is pretty awesome. And I think that they were going by they were talking about group size, and I had my ears out because it would be awesome to have like a AM 1100 Christmas party out there or something. I'm just saying it's something for Scott to think about. You know, get us all out there, have fun. Maybe it can iron out the rough feathers between me and Chris. You know, you guys, let's run that other off air.
Yeah, I think Ellen was a little bit wrong. The children that can be legalized and have their parents sent over and us pay for their flight costs to get to the United States has to be outside of Mexico. I mean, it could be a child of ISIS or a Muslim extremist or anything like that, but as long as the children are here, then we'll pay for the rest of the family to come over here. And then they're going to have insurance that they can afford, but they're going to mandate that they're going to have it, I think. So, anyway, it's going to be an interesting thing how this all pans out. Thank you much.
Good deal, good deal. There is a lot on when we're talking about this executive amnesty, there is a ton that is unconstitutional about everything that this president is attempting to do. And he is the best advocate against what he's attempting to do now, because I heard him in his own words saying, well, like, I can't do X, Y, and Z because I'm not an emperor. It's like Scott brought out. But if he does, I think that since we control the state governors and the legislators, we could refuse to provide state services like driver's licenses. There are things that we could do. Mitch McConnell could do things. John Boehner can do things. And I've seen them both on Fox right now. I'm speaking. I just can't hear the audio, but I will be posting that periodically throughout the day. But stay tuned. Scott and Todd Mitchell will be back right after this break and with more from Chase on the Lake, as a matter of fact. So stay tuned, and I'll be back here tomorrow, bright and early, 8 o'clock.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.